This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be looking at dairy outlook facts and figures. Certainly, Bill, the big thing that's still on the news is the highly pathogenic avian influenza. Another state, Colorado, was added, so now we're up to seven states in which one or more animals have been identified in the federal labs of having avian influenza outbreak. The good news is there is no active viruses in the milk or in the meat. They also checked hamburger and nothing there. Of course, we are well aware that you must have to have a certificate that the animal has been tested if it's going to cross state lines to minimize movement of animals. No more humans have been identified. And the biggest news was on May 10th. USDA now allows payment to those farms that have been impacted by the avian influenza. Such things as any milk that had to be dumped can be reimbursed, veterinary costs as well, the treatment of waste milk to pasteurize it can be offset as well, and any costs on the farm in terms of rules and regulations will help on the farm. So that's good news for dairy farmers that may be impacted. Another important factor is more milk processing plants are popping up. There's a new plant that's going to be built down eastern part of the United States by Walmart to bottle milk, which will put more demand for milk in that area as well. All of us are aware of the new plant in Michigan. There's also one going to be in the Texas Panhandle. And what that means for dairy farmers is that we're going to get rid of some of that surplus milk, convert it into dairy products, and may in some of these local markets put a premium on prices because these plants, Bill, have to run at full capacity. Another fact that's important is the value of beef, and it's a big deal right now. We start looking at the value of cull cows. They add to the milk check $1.49 per 100 weight. That's fairly significant. And these bull calves, especially if they're crossbred beefs that are now commanding as much as $800 at 10 days of age, adds another $1.27. So you can see this will help build the milk check a little bit, hopefully keep us in the profitability area as well. And, of course, farmers have to decide if they're going to sell these calves at 10 days or they're going to feed them out to 500 pounds or go all the way with them. And there are some economic advantages and disadvantages to all of that. Another important factor is the number of heifers are down in the United States, primarily because of dairy beef. At one time, we were at 4.6 to 4.8 million replacement heifers. That's dropped down in 2024 to 4.1 million. Listeners, I may sound like a small number, but that's a lot of dairy heifers as far as that goes. And now we're seeing a slight uptick, farmers maintaining a few more dairy heifers, because now the price of dairy heifers have increased to $1,800, in certain markets as high as $2,600, which means they will cover all the costs. So it's not a negative anymore, and so there's some interest in that area as well. We could see an increase in milk price coming here in late 2024. Primarily, the number of cows stays very level. Normally, in the United States, we see about a 1% increase. There is no increase in cow numbers. And milk yield only went up 30 pounds from 2022 to 2023. And normally, we should go up about 120 pounds. So our take-home messages include, number one, the profits appear to be stay very tight at this point. We'll be looking at alternatives, and dairy beef is one of them. Hopefully, a lot of our listeners that are dairy farmers signed up for the Dairy Margin Program, and certainly be look at locking in profits based on such things as milk prices and feed prices. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, is featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Supplies of beef cattle and beef could be shrinking for another 2 years. USDA Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski says,
we're forecasting beef production down by almost 1.5 billion pounds. Just again, reflecting the fact that cattle inventories are tightening up and they're going to continue to tighten, and just reflecting those tighter supplies and continued strong demand.
Jackanowski says it could be the year 2027 before cattle producers rebuild the beef herd. Rabobank's recent quarterly report addresses what's happening in the U.S. and global dairy markets, and analyst Lucas Fies talks with Lee Milkey about it on our Milkey Monday. Have a great weekend. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.